Welcome to Rebuilding Lives, the podcast where we uncover stories of growth and redemption. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we're exploring a powerful and often overlooked tool for overcoming the challenges of addiction and incarceration. That tool is volunteering. Many people associate volunteering with charity, an act of kindness directed outward. But what if I told you that volunteering could be the key to transforming your own life? If you've battled addiction or navigated the hardships of life after prison, finding purpose in helping others can ignite a profound personal shift. The journey through darkness. Addiction is often rooted in early trauma, pain, or circumstances beyond our control. It can start small, a way to numb the pain, escape reality, or cope with overwhelming emotions. But over time, it takes hold, leading us down a path of destruction. This road doesn't just harm ourselves. It impacts everyone around us. Family, friends, and loved ones caught in the ripple effects of our struggle. For many, this dark road ends in prison, a place where time seems to stop, and yet, paradoxically, offers an opportunity for reflection and growth. I want to take you on a story that might sound familiar. Imagine standing at rock bottom, feeling like the world has turned its back on you. There's a crushing sense of pain, regret, and hopelessness. You think about all the mistakes, the missed opportunities, and the people you've hurt along the way. But beneath all that pain is a small ember of hope, a yearning for something more, for a life that has meaning, purpose, and direction. That moment, the lowest of lows, doesn't have to define the rest of your life. It doesn't have to be the end of the story. For many, it becomes the turning point. The moment they decide to fight for themselves, to rewrite their narrative, and to transform pain into strength. The journey out of the darkness isn't easy. But it's possible. It begins with a single choice. The choice to believe that healing, redemption, and a better future are within reach. Finding purpose behind bars. Within the walls of prison, some individuals discover unexpected opportunities to serve others, turning their time into something meaningful. It could be offering emotional support to fellow inmates during difficult times, mentoring someone who is just beginning their sentence and feeling lost, or simply organizing small acts of kindness within the prison community, like helping someone learn to read or creating a shared space for reflection. These seemingly simple acts often have profound ripple effects, fostering connection and hope in an environment where both are often in short supply. Volunteering does something extraordinary. It helps us break free from the chains of self-centered addiction and destructive behavior. When you shift your focus to helping others, you begin to rediscover your own humanity. You find empathy, both for others and for yourself, and empathy might just be one of the most important tools in the battle for sobriety, healing, and reintegration into society. By serving others, you also begin to rebuild a sense of purpose and identity that may have been lost or damaged along the way. A structured, positive routine often replaces destructive habits when you start volunteering. Instead of feeling trapped in the monotony of prison life, your days become filled with meaningful tasks that are less about survival and more about growth and transformation. And in that supportive environment, surrounded by others working toward a shared goal, a sense of community begins to emerge. A community built on resilience, shared experiences, and the desire to create a better future. Over time, this newfound sense of belonging and purpose can be the foundation for a successful transition back into society, proving that even in the darkest places, there is potential for light and renewal. Volunteering after release. For those who continue volunteering after release, the rewards are profound and life-changing. When the noise of the past begins to quiet, volunteering offers a clear and meaningful pathway forward. It gives you accountability, a reason to show up and stay consistent. It gives you connection, a chance to rebuild trust and form relationships. Most importantly, it reminds you that you matter, that your actions have value and can make a difference. Through small, meaningful contributions, former addicts and incarcerated individuals begin to rebuild their lives piece by piece. They learn that they are more than their past, more than their mistakes, and more than the labels society might attach to them. Volunteering gives them a sense of purpose, a chance to prove to themselves and others that they are capable of creating positive change. Through volunteering, you see your impact firsthand. You see the faces of those you've helped light up, hear their heartfelt gratitude, and feel your own self-worth grow stronger. Each act of kindness, no matter how small, reinforces a sense of belonging and gives you a renewed perspective. Slowly but surely, those barriers between you and society begin to dissolve. You're no longer defined by your past or seen as an outsider. You're a valued contributor, someone who is making a real difference in the world. And in the process, you rediscover who you are and who you have the potential to become. Volunteering isn't just about giving back. It's about moving forward, building a new story, and reclaiming your place in the community. Real-life transformations. There have been countless stories of profound transformation through volunteering, where individuals not only help others, but also discover a new sense of purpose and fulfillment in their own lives. People who once thought they had no way out of addiction or felt defined by a prison sentence are now thriving, leading meaningful lives that inspire those around them. Take, for example, someone who has overcome addiction. Through volunteering, they may turn their hard-earned recovery experience into a way to mentor others in rehab, providing guidance, support, and hope to those battling similar struggles. Another person, freshly reintegrated into society after a prison sentence, might use their time to teach job skills or share life lessons with recently released prisoners, helping them build confidence and find stability. Then there are those who give their time as compassionate listeners, sitting with people in difficult circumstances, fostering trust, understanding, and a sense of connection in a world that can often feel isolating. Through these acts of service, what begins as a way to help others often becomes a powerful tool for self-growth. Volunteering creates opportunities for reflection, healing, and connection, reminding us all of the strength and resilience within each of us. It proves that transformation is not only possible but achievable for anyone willing to take that first step. Key lessons to take away. Addiction and crime often arise from pain. Recognizing that pain is an important first step. Instead of letting it define you, use it as a motivator for personal growth and transformation. Understanding the root of your struggles can help you take meaningful action to move forward. Rock bottom is not the end. Hitting rock bottom is incredibly difficult, but it doesn't mean it's over. Instead, it can serve as a turning point, a foundation upon which to rebuild your life, stronger and more resilient than before. It's a chance to start fresh. Volunteering gives purpose. Giving back to others through volunteering helps shift your focus from personal challenges to the needs of others. It fosters empathy, strengthens connections, and provides a sense of fulfillment and purpose that can be life-changing. Positive routines and community are essential for sobriety. Establishing daily routines creates structure, while connecting with a supportive community brings accountability and encouragement. Together, they provide the stability needed to maintain lasting success in sobriety. Reintegration into society is possible. The process of reintegrating into society can feel overwhelming, but it is achievable with consistency, dedication, and the courage to face challenges head-on. Over time, you can break down barriers and reclaim your place in the community. Your story matters. Sharing your journey, struggles, and victories can inspire others and create a ripple effect of change. Your experiences have the power to not only motivate others to take action, but also to foster deeper understanding and awareness on a larger scale. A call to act. Volunteering is not just an act of selflessness. It's a lifeline, an anchor in times of uncertainty. And it's a gift that gives back tenfold. If you're listening and resonating with this story, I encourage you to take the first step. Find a local organization that aligns with your values. Whether it's serving meals, mentoring, or participating in community cleanups, every bit helps. And if you find yourself struggling to take that step alone, reach out to support groups, advocacy organizations, or rehabilitation centers. There's a community waiting to welcome you, arms open and ready to help. Rebuilding lives through volunteering. That's the power of giving back. That's the beauty of redemption. Thank you for listening to the Rebuilding Lives podcast, episode 19, Exploring the Benefits of Volunteering, presented by the Self-Development Factory. Until next time, take care and remember, every small act of kindness has the power to transform not just one life, but many.